Daf kuf mem hey halachas. Hilchos tumas oichlam perikid alav halach yadal. The Rambam says someone squeezes out olives or truma with hands that are tummy, he made impossible. Because the squeezing out is gemar malacha. If you did it just to sponge them with salt, it's not muksha. So to be broke them to check if they have oil and the time to be harvest, they're not muksha kabal tumah. Our Chaim Simshin Chav Sivchai says someone squeezes a fish for its brine, for his fish juice. There's a din like someone who squeezes pickled stuff and cooked stuff for their liquids. Shabbos, Perek Ches Halacha Yud says, someone squeezes fruit to take out the liquid, it's chayav al tzmafarek. And it's not chayav until the liquid that he squeezed out is the size of a dried fig. You're not chayav in a Torah only on olives and grapes alone. You're allowed to squeeze out a cluster of grapes into food, because liquid that comes into food is considered food. And it's considered mefarek oichel from oichel. But if you squeeze it into kli that doesn't have a food in it, it's considered doirech and it's chayav. Someone milks into food, or someone who sucks it with his mouth is potter. It's not chayav until he milks it into a kli. Shabbos Perek Chavalav Halacha Yud Gimel says, pickles, pickle juice, pickled fruit, vegetables, and cooked vegetables that he squeezed it out, if he wants to do it to soften it, as mutter. To take out the liquid, is also. You don't crush snow and that the liquid should come out, but he's allowed to crush it into a plate or into a cup. Garlic, early grapes, and lilas, which are stalks of grain that he ground them with yam, if they just require to be ground up, you know, I'll finish it on Shabbos. If they're still mechusser, shchika with a hand is mutter to finish it by hand on Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to finish the shchikas harefos with these tiles, with the wood that's broken into a kedera on Shabbos after you take it off the fire. Shechnar Archaim Simon Shimchav Siv Zayin says to squeeze pickled stuff, which is vegetables that are lying in vinegar and salt so they shouldn't rot, or cooked foods. If you need for itself, that it doesn't need the water, and he doesn't squeeze it only to make it more edible, even if you squeeze it into a plate that doesn't have food, it's mutter. If he needs the liquid, then you're allowed to squeeze it into a plate that has food. But if there's no food, it's awesome. In time, as long as he needs the water, it's chayav chatas, as we saw in Tosfos. Even if he suck it into a pot that has food. And according to him, someone who squeezes a cluster for a pot will also be awesome. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud, we already mentioned it, we'll skip it. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Yud Beis says, Mefarek, taking apart is chayav al tzdosh. Someone squeezes out olives and grapes is chayav al tzmefarek. Therefore, it's not allowed to squeeze out berries and pomegranates. And some people squeeze them like olives and grapes. They might come to squeeze olives and grapes. But other fruits like quince, apples, and sorb apples, you're allowed to squeeze them on Shabbos because they're not schitable. They're not usually squeezed. The Rambam Gerushin Perikid Beis Halacha Tezvov says, someone's hosuk eshes ish, she and her husband went to Medina Siyam, and they're okay, living comfortably, and they're shalom in the world. And she came, she said, her husband died, she's believed she can get married or do yibim. Because chazakah, she's not makalka herself and ask herself on this one, and she'll be mafsid ksuba from either one, and her children will become amzerim, something that could become revealed to everyone. And he can't deny it, and he can't tie in that he's alive. And then he'll come, or he'll find out that he's alive. So if one aide came and said, testified that her husband died, she'd get married based on him, because it's something which could be revealed. Even the Evda Isha Shivcha, Aiden P. Aid, Evden P. Shivcha, P. Craven, all named to say this guy died, and his wife can get married, or could do Yibin based on them. The Shulchan Aruch, Evna Ezra Simon Yud Zayin, Siv Gimel, says, a woman that her husband went to Medina Siyam, and they said, the aide is on him that he died, even one aide, neither the aid is an evda shivcha, a woman or a karav is mutter. Even aid pa, the isha pisha, or evda shivcha, a karav, they're all kosher to say this aidus. Psul aidus, if they're possible, they're one kosher with this aidus. Psul aidus, the rice is possible. And if they're messiah, if you're doing a stam say, it's kosher. So to a goy, so a mumrah, it's chavn, or a chalatar kula, if he's messiah, if he's tumoy, he's believed. And the Ramon says, if the aid didn't come in these roads, just heard an echo sound that he died, we don't marry off his wife. Daf kuf mem hei amen beis. The Rambam Bechoris Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav says, aid that was made in P'aid, that this woman fell without knowingly, is nemen. Even a woman is nemen to say, I saw this woman come by itself, and you can shech the Bechor based on it. Yerdei Simon Shin Yadal Tzif Hei, aid that said aid is in P'aid, another aid that this woman fell, shalala das, unknowingly is nemen. Even a woman is named to say, in front of me, this woman fell by itself, and you can shech on it. Shabbos, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Tez Zayin. The Rambam says, olives, grapes that he crushed of Erev Shabbos, and they came out mashkin by themselves, they're mutter. So to honeycomb that risk that it grew under Erev Shabbos, and the liquid that comes out of them on Shabbos is mutter, because there's no mokum exeder, because he already crushed them from the day before Shabbos. Arachayim Sim Reish Nun Beis Sif Hei says you're allowed to open up water into a garden and it comes by itself the whole Shabbos, and to leave a band-aid that you used to put on the eye, a thick one on the eye, even though it's also put on Shabbos, you can put it on Erev Shabbos. And you have to put the spices under the kelim and they end up smelling good by themselves the whole Shabbos. Even the mukmas lying in the kli, because the person not mitzvah on Shvi'is kelim. And to put barley into a barrel to soak them. And you're allowed to load up the beams of the Beis Abad and the gas with yerm on Zeis Vanom, and the oil and the wine that comes out of them is mutter. So too, early grapes and lilois that he crushed them with yerm, the mutter, the mashna comes out of them. You're allowed to put in wheat into a mill of water right before dark, and the Ramah says, we're not choshish that there is mashmiya koil, that they say the mill of this guy works on Shabbos. Some aser v'chaim, nevertheless, it should be choshish for Hashmas koil, says the Ramah. That's the minig, like a tchila. But in a place where there's a hefset, you can be makel, as we explained earlier in Sesam Reish from Dalet, you're allowed to put a watch for Erev Shabbos, even though it makes a sound, to let people know the time of Shabbos, because everyone knows that was put already from before Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch Chaim Sim Shem Chav Siv Bei says, olives and grapes that were crushed from Erev Shabbos, liquid that comes out of them is mutter. Even if they weren't crushed from Erev Shabbos, if there is wine in the barrel that the grapes are in it, even though the grapes cracked on Shabbos in the barrel, is mutter to drink it on Shabbos. Because any wine that comes out of the grapes is bottled in the wine of the barrel. Shabbos Perek Chav Bei Zalach Ches says, something that's cooked before Shabbos or soaked in hot water before Shabbos, even though now it's cold, let us soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Something which is cold mikor that didn't come with hot water ever, you let to rinse it in hot water on Shabbos. If the hadocha, the rinsing is not considered gemar malacha, but you let to soak it in hot water. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Sim Shem Chesiv Dalet says, a cooked food that was fully cooked, there's a problem bishul if it cooled off. The Ramah says dafka if it gets cooked and it gets better for it. But if it's not fully cooked, and even since bashi kamach on the soil shayach bishul, even while it's still hot. Dafka, if there's bishlach bishul, the tafshila has soup, but something is fully cooked and it's dry, you're allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. And if it's something that's dry, it's not cooked from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. But you can rinse it in hot water on Shabbos, except for old salty vegetables and fish that you call kulis yisman, that they don't need bishul, only a little bishul, and they're rinsing in hot water, that's considered the gemara melacha. The Ramah says, within anything that's hard, that's not ready to be eaten at all, without soaking it, you're not allowed to soak it on Shabbos, because that's gemara melacha. The Rambam Sanhedrin Perik Chav Alacha Zayin says, someone is a balgayv in a row and he jumps and paskins a shayla before he asks, before he's choyker at Beinu Beinatzmai, till it's clear like the sun is a shayta, rosh, and a gasurach. The Chum were masakin that he should be patient when it comes to the Torah. Eve would say, V'riv lo yadati echkareyu. The Chashmish with Sima Yud Sif Aleph, the last Alacha, says, a Dayan has to be patient in the Torah, shouldn't paskin until he makes it chometz. In other words, he works so much till it comes chometz, so he shouldn't handle it, and should be clear like the sun. Someone's about guiding the run, he jumps and passing the din before he's chaykered very well between him and himself, till it's clear like the sun. That's a shaita rosh and a gasurach. This is the end of the halachas of Daf, Kuf, Mem, Hey.